The vision of the shaking. There were other visions given to Ellen White in late 1857. One of the last was at their home at Battle Creek on Friday, November 20th. In that vision, she was given instruction for John and Mary Loughborough, who were with them, and then scenes of far-reaching significance relating to future events. Of this she wrote, "I was shown the people of God, and saw them mightily shaken. I saw some with strong faith and agonizing cries, pleading with God. Their countenances were pale, and marked with deep anxiety which expressed their internal struggle. There was firmness and great earnestness expressed in their countenances, while large drops of perspiration rose upon their foreheads, and fell. Now and then their faces would light up with the marks of God's approbation, and again the same solemn, earnest, anxious look settled upon them." This now appears as a chapter in Volume 1 of the Testimonies, titled The Shaking, pages 179-184, and in Ellen White asked the meaning of the shaking that she had seen. She was shown that it would be caused by the straight testimony called forth by the counsel of the true witness to the Laodiceans. This straight testimony some will not bear. They will rise up against it, and this will cause a shaking among God's people. I saw that the testimony of the true witness has not been half heeded. The solemn testimony upon which the destiny of the church hangs has been lightly esteemed, if not entirely disregarded. This testimony must work deep repentance, and all that truly receive it will obey it and be purified. In the vision, she was carried quickly through the experience of the saints, and in symbolic representation shown the victory of those who could not be shaken in their irrepressible joy in welcoming their Lord as He descends from heaven to deliver His waiting people. Thus the curtain drops on the year of many visions.